Chef Honey here. Life of the broken famous. What's up? Just adding in, I love feedback, whether it's negative or whether it's positive. So whatever you gotta say, just let me know. Hi guys, what's up? Hope everyone's having a prosperous, wonderful, healthy new year. So I was watching this movie the other day with my bae. It's called Pimp with Keke Palmer. Not sure if anyone watched it yet, but you should. It was a good movie. I'm not gonna say great. It was a good movie. It was about a pimp who was a lesbian. It was good in the sense, like, you know, Keke Palmer did her thing. She was great in it. Like, I liked it. But man, the way that, I don't know if, like, it was a different time. I didn't like the way she looked in the movie. You know, like, it wasn't real to me. Like, I hate to see movies about lesbians that it's not real. Like, please, Hollywood, if you need a dyke, quote-unquote dyke, to play in a movie, call me, because I will show you. Like, again, I'm not saying that the way she acted in it was, like, bad, but, like, she was great, you know? Like, it was believable. The sex scenes were great. Like, but that, too, it was like, come on. Like, we all know lesbians don't have sex standing up, and if we do, it does not look like we have a penis. Like, obviously, we're using our fingers. Or if we're using a strap-on, yeah, you'll see it. I don't know. It's just, that part was just distasteful to me. Just want to add in a beautiful girl in it. Her name was Destiny. Beautiful girl. She played good too as well. Like, all the women in it played really well for acting out, I guess, as being a lesbian. But, like, oh my god, like you will have to watch it and then come back and listen to my episode and then ask me questions, because you won't understand it if you didn't watch it. And it's like, the only shows or movies that I've seen that are more realistically about the lesbian life, I would say, is the show The Wire with Snoop. Like, she was really believably a lesbian, and she's a lesbian in real life. So I'm guessing, you know, it was believable because she is one, so she's not acting like one. Again, Keke Palmer did great in the role. Like, she was in the role. But I don't know. It just wasn't it for me. Like, I'm tired of seeing movies that's just, like, okay, the whole pimp part. I don't know. It's just, and then it's, like, stupid. Like, it's always the same thing, how a man always ends up overpowering and trying to rape the dyke. And it's always the same shit. Oh, you're trying to be a man. Let me show you. Like, just to let you guys know, like, men, hello, listen out there, straight men. I'm speaking for the people that feel like me. And you know, I'm really speaking for myself, but I'm really also speaking for my people. I don't want to be a man. I don't think I'm a man. You know, just because I, quote unquote, dress like one, hey, it's just clothes, bro. Like, some of you guys shop at Forever 21 and wear those long sweaters, and that's feminine, bro. So, look who's wearing what. Like, yes, I wear men's clothing because it's comfortable, not because I want to be a man. Like, I like wearing men's underwear because it's more comfortable for me than women's. Like, whoever designs women clothing sucks. Like, it's trash. Like, it doesn't fit your body style. Like, it's all like for skinny fucking anorexic bitches. Anyways, like, again, we don't want to be a man. Like, I get pleasure in knowing that a woman likes me because I am a woman, not because I look like a man. Like, maybe, you know, when I was younger, I learned this the hard way. Like, I was very boyish. Not boyish. I was always feminine. Like, I'm very feminine. I love to smell good. I love to do my hair. I love to do my eyebrows. I love to get a mani and pedi. I love all of that. Like, I love to shop. I love all of that. Like, I don't want to be a man. And I don't hate men. I just dislike them. Like, I don't like them sexually. And what makes me dislike, you know, some men, some, not all men, some, you know, I won't even say majority. Some men are just very ignorant. They believe, I believe it's an insecurity thing. Like, they're insecure with themselves. So they feel like, I want to be them. No, papi. I don't want to be you. Half of the times, you guys have little dicks. And we could do better with our mouth and fingers than you can do with that little dick that you pack in. Like, I could go buy a dick in different sizes. You're stuck with that dick. Do you really think that I want to be a man? Hells no. Half of you men don't even know how to lick the pussy. Half of you men don't even know how to please a woman. Not just pleasing a woman is not just sexually. It's mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like, half of the time, I definitely know for sure that pleasing a woman is more than sexually. You know, like, you can make a woman aroused and climax not even touching them. It's just by what you're saying and how you're doing it. And, you know, like, I can teach you a few things, bro. Like, seriously. Seriously, seriously, seriously. Just letting y'all know. Like, I don't want to be a man. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. So, yeah, the movie Pimp. Like, I believe there was another movie. I can't, like, find the name of it. But it was just, like, another trashy way of portraying a lesbian. I really hate the word dyke. In our culture, world, we use, yes, we have our own culture and world. And now we use AG, which stands for an aggressive female, which makes sense. Like, I'm not the normal girly girl makeup and shit like that, but I am aggressive. So that explains it better than dyke. Dyke is like a horrible word to me. It's, you know, it's right along. It's up there with the N-word. Like, yeah, like, I don't like that word. And I hate to be called that word. And I feel like the only time that word is said is by men. Because that's what they use to, you know, to try to hurt us or whatever. But, yeah, like, I don't know, Hollywood. You guys gotta do better. Like, please, let me give you some ideas on how to... On, like, where do you get these storylines from? Like, can you go into, you know, like, you guys have movies on Goodfellas about, you know, Italian mobs and Mexican cartels and different shit. And it's just like, when it comes to that part, it's like, you guys fall through the fucking cracks with that shit. Like, the only show that I've ever seen in my life that was fucking realistic was The L Word. And some people say no because it's based on LA lesbians, but it's real shit. Like, they deal with real shit, you know, like with Bette and Tina, with the whole she wants to be straight and, you know, the whole back and forth and, you know, Shane. she's like the womanizer who gets all the bitches, which a lot of people can relate to. You know, then we have the Alices, and we have, you know, the I forgot her name, the tennis player. Her, like, we have the one that the parents don't care for it. Like, you know, we have all types of lesbians, not just one. I guess that's the meaning of the rainbow flag. Like, it's all different colors, all different shapes and sizes. And, you know, we're all different. We're not all the same. Like, we like different things. We do different things. You know, like, to categorize it, you know, into a female just wanting to be a man, it's like, it just bothers me. I don't know. But yeah, like, the L Word is like basically the only show that I felt that I can relate to. Queer as Folk as well, but it was, you know, based on more of the man side of it, which was an excellent show. Trying to think what other show or movie that I really liked that had to do with no, that's it off the top of my head. Maybe I'll get back to you on that next episode. But yeah, like, still on the same topic with the movie Pimp, it was just so horrible. Like, I hate the whole, I don't know, maybe because, like, even with the whole, with the her girlfriend thing, it was like she was a pimp and then she wanted to start pimping, and like she really enjoyed, I don't know, like, I have a pet peeve for women that identify themselves as a lesbian but then fuck guys secretly. Like, it's okay for you to be who you are, and, you know, it's your body, you do what you want with it. But I feel like if someone else is involved, you have to at least respect their health. Like, forget about the emotion part and, you know, the loyalty part and the trust part for a second. You know, even though those things are very important. But it's health reasons. Like, you know, not saying that it's not possible to get a disease through lesbian sex, but it's highly unlikely, you know? So, it's like, your more chances of catching anything is obviously when a woman has sex with a man. So then it's like, okay, you're gonna go and you're gonna have sex with a guy and then you're gonna do it unprotected. Do you even care about what we're putting our mouth there? Like, hello, it's not just sticking a penis into a vagina. Like, we do way more than the men do. I feel like you guys should respect, you know, on that part. Like, it's okay to be bi, but be honest. You know, like, when I was younger, there were a lot of girls that I've dated were always, like, undercover. And it was just so annoying. Because it's like, not that I care about it, but it really bothers when you have a female that just undercover, you know how they say, like, guys are undercover gay? It's like, you're undercover straight, which I don't get. Like, be who you are, love yourself for you. Like, if you love both, go ahead and do it, but at least let your partner know, like, hey, you know, I'm doing this. Like, be honest. It's always good to be honest. It's never fair to be dishonest about, you know, what you do. But back to the movies, like, I wish Hollywood would call me and be like, hey, you want to play in a movie, or you got any fucking ideas? Hell yeah, like, let me show you what a real, you know, lesbian acts like. Especially, like, the characters they play, like, it's one of us, like, you know, one of us from the hood, you know, the hood people, like, yes, I'm very professional and need to be, but I'm hood. I'm from the Bronx and Washington Heights. Like, I'm hood. You heard me? Like, I'm straight New York sometimes, you know? Like, let me show you, like,
what a real fucking lesbian is, like, for real, bro. Like, even sometimes, like, now, like, when I see, like, these little baby dykes, I know I said I hate the word dyke, but that's just what I pulled on, like, these little baby dykes out here, and they all, like, sunning, holding it, like, you don't have a penis, stop grabbing on your vagina, you look weird, bro. Like, stop giving us a bad name, like, please. Like, I don't, like, unless it's, like, a transgender type of thing, like, that's acceptable, you know? I have nothing against that, but if you have no intentions of, you know, changing sex, or you know, you don't feel like you're not comfortable in your body, like, you're a woman at the end of the day, fucking embrace it, that's a blessing. Like I said, I don't think I'm a man. I'm so grateful that I am a woman. Like, I love to be a woman. Like, yeah, sometimes when I was younger, I was like, wow, what would it feel like to have a penis and fuck a woman? Fuck that shit. Like, I can show you what I can do without a penis, you know? Like, you don't fucking need one to please a woman, like I said. But yeah, like, we need to come together and work on, like how they view us in society. Like, you know, like, it's almost like, you know, for African Americans and Spanish people and you know, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Hondurans, you know, Trinidadians, Jamaicans, like, we're all different. We all come from different cultures. Like, it should be that you can see that, and not just it's based under one category. Like, oh, you're either a high class lesbian or you're a low class dyke. Like, no. Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, please, this is one of the episodes that I would love feedback for, because let me know if I'm right. Let me know if I'm wrong. Like, let me know your opinion. Like, please, 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 please.
Your chef, honey, here. Life of the broken famous. What's up? Just adding in. I love feedback, whether it's negative or whether it's positive. So whatever you gotta say, just let me know. Hi guys, what's up? Hope everyone's having a prosperous, wonderful, healthy new year. So I was watching this movie the other day with my bae. It's called Pimp. With Keke Palmer. Not sure if anyone watched it yet, but you should. It was a good movie. I'm not gonna say great. It was a good movie. It was about a pimp who was a lesbian. it was good in the sense, like, you know, Keke Palmer did her thing. She was a great, she was great. She was great in it. Like, I liked it. But, man, the way that, I don't know if, like, it was a different time. I didn't like the way she looked in the movie. You know, like, it wasn't real to me. Like, I hate to see movies about lesbians that it's not real. Like, please, Hollywood, if you need a dyke, quote unquote dyke, to play in a movie, call me, because I will show you. Like, again, I'm not saying that the way she acted in it was, like, bad, but, like, she was great. You know, like, it was believable. The sex scenes were great. Like, but that too, it was like, come on. like, we all know lesbians don't have sex standing up. And if we do, it does not look like we have a penis. Like, obviously, we're using our fingers. Or if we're using a strap-on, yeah, you'll see it. I don't know. It's just, that part was just distasteful to me. Just want to add in a beautiful girl in it. Her name was Destiny. Beautiful girl. She played good too as well. Like, all the women in it played really well for acting out, I guess, as being a lesbian. But like, oh my god, like you will have to watch it and then come back and listen to my episode and then ask me questions, because you won't understand it if you didn't watch it. And it's like, the only shows or movies that I've seen that are more realistically about the lesbian life, I would say, is the show The Wire with Snoop. Like, she was really believably a lesbian, and she's a lesbian in real life. So I'm guessing, you know, it was believable because she is one, so she's not acting like one. Again, Kiki Palmer did great in the role. Like, she was in the role. But I don't know. It just wasn't it for me. Like, I'm tired of seeing movies that's just, like, okay, the whole pimp part. I don't know. It's just, and then it's, like, stupid. Like, it's always the same thing, how a man always ends up overpowering and trying to rape the dyke. And it's always the same shit. Oh, you're trying to be a man, let me show you. Like, just to let you guys know, like, men, hello, listen out there, straight men, I'm speaking for the people that feel like me, and you know, I'm really speaking for myself, but I'm really also speaking for my people. I don't want to be a man. I don't think I'm a man. You know, just because I quote-unquote dress like one, hey, it's just clothes, bro. Like, some of you guys shop at Forever 21 and wear those long sweaters, and that's feminine, bro. So, look who's wearing what. Like, yes, I wear men's clothing because it's comfortable, not because I want to be a man. Like, I like wearing men's underwear because it's more comfortable for me than women's. Like, whoever designs women clothing sucks. Like, it's trash. Like, it doesn't fit your body style. Like, it's all like for skinny fucking anorexic bitches. Anyways, like, again, we don't want to be a man. Like, I get pleasure in knowing that a woman likes me because I am a woman, not because I look like a man. Like, maybe, you know, when I was younger, I learned this the hard way. Like, I was very boyish. Not boyish. I was always feminine. Like, I'm very feminine. I love to smell good. I love to do my hair. I love to do my eyebrows. I love to get a mani and pedi. I love all of that. Like, I love to shop. I love all of that. Like, I don't want to be a man. And I don't hate men. I just dislike them. Like, I don't like them sexually. And what makes me dislike, you know, some men, some, not all men, some, you know, I won't even say majority. Some men are just very ignorant. I believe it's an insecurity thing. Like, they're insecure with themselves, so they feel like, I want to be them. No, papi. I don't want to be you. Half of the times, you guys have little dicks, and we could do better with our mouth and fingers than you can do with that little dick that you pack in. Like, I could go buy a dick in different sizes. You're stuck with that dick. Do you really think that I want to be a man? Hells no. Half of you men don't even know how to lick the pussy. Half of you men don't even know how to please a woman. Not just pleasing a woman is not just sexually. It's mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like, half of the time, I definitely know
for sure that pleasing a woman is more than sexually. You know, like, you can make a woman aroused and and climax not even touching them. It's just by what you're saying and how you're doing it. And you know, like, I can teach you a few things, bro. Like, seriously. Just letting y'all know. Like, I don't want to be a man. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. So, yeah, the movie Pimp. Like, I believe there was another movie. I can't, like, find the name of it. But it was just, like, another trashy way of portraying a lesbian. I really hate the word dyke. In our culture, world, we use, yes, we have our own culture and world, and now we use AG, which stands for an aggressive female, which makes sense. Like, I'm not the normal girly girl makeup and shit like that, but I am aggressive. So that explains it better than dyke. Dyke is like a horrible word to me. It's, you know, it's right along, it's up there with the N-word. Like, yeah, like, I don't like that word. And I hate to be called that word. And I feel like the only time that word is said is by men, because that's what they use to, you know, to try to hurt us or whatever. But yeah, like, I don't know, Hollywood, you guys gotta do better. Like, please, let me give you some ideas on where do you get these storylines from? Like, can you go into, you know, like, you guys have movies on Goodfellas about, you know, Italian mobs and Mexican cartels and different shit. And it's just like, when it comes to that part, it's like you guys fall through the fucking cracks with that shit. Like, the only show that I've ever seen in my life that was fucking realistic was The L Word. And some people say no because it's based on LA lesbians, but it's real shit. Like, they deal with real shit, you know, like with Bette and Tina, with the whole she wants to be straight and, you know, the whole back and forth and you know, Shane, she's like the womanizer who gets all the bitches, which a lot of people can relate to. You know, then we have the Alices, and we have, you know, the I forgot her name, the tennis player. Her, like, we have the one that the parents don't care for it. Like, you know, we have all types of lesbians. Not just one. I guess that's the meaning of the rainbow flag. Like, it's all different colors, all different shapes and sizes. And, you know, we're all different. We're not all the same. Like, we like different things. We do different things. You know, like, to categorize it, you know, into a female just wanting to be a man. It's like, it just bothers me. I don't know. But, yeah, like, The L Word is, like, basically the only show that I felt that I can relate to. Queer as Folk as well, but it was based on more of the man side of it, which was an excellent show. Trying to think what other show or movie that I really liked that had to do with, No, that's it. Off the top of my head. Maybe I'll get back to you on that next episode. But yeah, like, still on the same topic with the movie Pimp. It was just so horrible. Like, ugh. Like, I hate the whole, I don't know. Maybe because, like, even with the whole, her girlfriend thing, it was like, she was a pimp and then she wanted to start pimping and, like, she really enjoyed. I don't know, like, I have a pet peeve for women that identify themselves as a lesbian, but then fuck guys secretly. Like, it's okay for you to be who you are, and, you know, it's your body, you do what you want with it. But I feel like if someone else is involved, you have to at least respect their health. Like, forget about the emotion part and, you know, the loyalty part and the trust part for a second. You know, even though those things are very important. But it's health reasons. Like, you know, not saying that it's not possible to get a disease through lesbian sex, but it's highly unlikely, you know? So it's like your more chances of getting, catching anything is obviously when a woman has sex with a man. So then it's like, okay, you're gonna go and you're gonna have sex with a guy and then you're gonna do it unprotected. Do you even care about what we're, like, we're putting our mouth there, like, hello, it's not just sticking a penis into a vagina. Like, we do way more than the men do. I feel like you guys should respect, you know, on that part. Like, it's okay to be bi, but be honest. You know, like, when I was younger, there were a lot of girls that I've dated were always, like, undercover, and it was just so annoying because it's like, not that I care about it, but it really bothers when you have a female that just undercover, you know how they say, like, guys are undercover gay? It's like, you're undercover straight, which I don't get. Like, be who you are, love yourself for you. Like, if you love both, go ahead and do it, but at least let your partner know, like, hey, you know, I'm doing this. Like, be honest. It's always good to be honest. It's never fair to be dishonest about, you know, what you do. But back to the movies, like, I wish Hollywood would call me and be like, hey, you want to play in a movie, or you got any fucking ideas? Hell yeah, like, let me show you what a real, you know, lesbian acts like, especially, like, the characters they play. Like, it's one of us, like, you know, one of us from the hood, you know, the hood people. Like, yes, I'm very professional and need to be, but I'm hood. I'm from the Bronx and Washington Heights. Like, I'm hood. You hear me? Like, I'm straight New York sometimes, you know? Like, let me show you, like, what a real fucking lesbian is. Like, for real, bro. Like, even sometimes, like, now, like, when I see, like, these little baby dykes, I know I said I hate the word dyke, but that's just what I pulled on. Like, these little baby dykes out here, and they all, like, sun and holding it. Like, you don't have a penis. Stop grabbing on your vagina. You look weird, bro. Like, stop giving us a bad name. Like, please. Like, I don't, like, unless it's, like, a transgender type of thing, like, that's acceptable, you know? I have nothing against that, but if you have no intentions of, you know, changing sex, or you know, you don't feel like you're not comfortable in your body, like, you're a woman at the end of the day. Fucking embrace it. That's a blessing. Like I said, I don't think I'm a man. I'm so grateful that I am a woman. Like, I love to be a woman. Like, yeah, sometimes when I was younger, I was like, wow, what would it feel like to have a penis and fuck a woman? Fuck that shit. Like, I can show you what I can do without a penis. You know? Like, you don't fucking need one to please a woman, like I said. But yeah, like, we need to come together and work on, like how they view us in society. Like, you know, like, it's almost like, you know, for African Americans and Spanish people and you know, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Hondurians, you know, Trinidadians, Jamaicans, like, we're all different. We all come from different cultures. Like, it should be that you can see that and not just it's based under one category. Like, oh, you're either a high class lesbian or you're a low class dyke. Like, no. Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, please. This is one of the episodes that I would love feedback for, because let me know if I'm right. Let me know if I'm wrong. Like, let me know your opinion. Like, please, 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 please.